Worker cooperatives, businesses owned and operated by their members, aren't a new idea. In the U.S., they started popping up around the turn of the 20th century. But worker co-ops have seen real growth in the last decade, driven in part by Latinos. Bruce Wallace reports from Sunset Park, an immigrant neighborhood in Brooklyn.
Si se puede, this is Juan.
It's early afternoon at Si Se Puede's office, and the phones are getting a workout.
Right, so this is an apartment or a house we're talking about?
Juan Aldue is taking a call from a new customer.
How many floors?
Types the details into a brightly colored spreadsheet. Next to him, Odalis Bonifacio calls workers to see if they can pick up the new jobs.
Hola, buenos días. ¿Cómo está, Mónica? Bien, gracias. Quería saber, ¿usted está disponible para mañana?
It seems like your typical home cleaning agency, but there's a difference.
Okay, no hay problema.
Here, the workers are the bosses.
Okay. Gracias, que tenga un buen día. Bye.
The co-op was started in 2006 with the official name Si Se Puede Women's Cooperative We Can Do It, Inc. Its founders had guidance from the Center for Family Life, a local social service agency. The women, 13 Latinas and one Bangladeshi, were tired of the low pay and fickle bosses typical of domestic work. Today, there are nearly 60 members, all immigrants and nearly all Latina, many from countries with a strong tradition of working cooperatively. Twice a month, they pack into a small conference room to hash out the nuts and bolts of their operation, how to expand and what to spend money on and when and who to hire. It's a lot of commitment, but the women say it's worth it.
It's about the income that you are making.
Erlinda Flores joined Si Se Puede a year and a half ago after she lost another cleaning job and was out of work for 4 months.
I am the one who provides for my children, so it was very hard for me. I was like crying on the train.
Before Si Se Puede, Erlinda was making $8 an hour. Now it's over 20. Besides that, the co-op's flexible schedule means more time with her kids. Rates and working conditions are spelled out in a contract that customers sign up front. And there are other benefits. Yadira Fragoso, a member for 5 years, says she sees her coworkers change.
Like, for example, I remember Erlinda, when she started, she was kind of shy to when she stand up on the front of all the members. And now I see her more, she can talk more confident and all the things. And I see that in myself and a lot of the other members.
Yadira herself has become an activist of sorts.
Earlier, Penny Lewis mentioned four...
When a group of co-op advocates gathered in Manhattan to network and raise awareness, Yadira told the crowd how Si Se Puede had changed things for her.
Bueno, como ya lo mencionó, yo soy una miembro de la cooperativa Si Se Puede.
Co-op numbers are growing not just in New York, but nationally. In 2012, a rough count by the U.S. Federation of Worker Cooperatives found up to 350 nationwide, many of them new. Director Melissa Hoover says Latino-run co-ops account for a lot of that growth.
With a lot of immigrant groups and the work that they have access to, you know, is vulnerable jobs, difficult work, and it's work that can be really improved by owning your job yourself.
As Si Se Puede grows, making decisions collectively gets more cumbersome. But still, the women say it's worth it. Another reason? Getting props from their kids. Erlinda Flores' son compares her to one of the characters on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
He told me, you remember that lady? And I asked him, why? He said, because she came like you. She came from her country without speaking English, and look at her. You look like her. And that's made me very, very proud of myself, too.
For Latino USA, I'm Bruce Wallace in New York.